Kesicha b'tela shlachem. Like our Torah should not be as less as Sam Sicha, the way they talk. And Rashi says, Ashbam, and it's sorach litchoyscha. I don't need from you the choyscha. Means, any sorach litchoyscha b'kash. I don't even have to match you b'kash like with straw, like nothing. A miyo mi korra loy hoyachofes legalis le tamish adobor, the yos legalis lam tami Torah. In other words, I didn't really want to say the real pshat in front of the tzukim, because in front of the tzukim, you're not supposed to teach them Torah. So I didn't want to tell them the real posik. But kesicha b'tevesh lechem means kal v'chaymer shatem donem yatzmechem sheish alav tshuva, that their kal v'chaymer they made, their original kal v'chaymer, there's a pirch on that kal v'chaymer itself. So like Rashbam says, but like the most of the sea, ma lebas benoi, you know why the daughter of the son is better, like the tzuka made a kal v'chaymer. Again, when Reuven died, and Reuven left over a daughter, and he also had a son, just that son died already, and that son left over a daughter. So our Mishnah says that the granddaughter yashins before the daughter. The tzuka said a kal v'chaymer, no. The daughter is coming because of herself. The granddaughter is only coming because of her father. So there is a svara that the daughter should come first because she's herself, rather than the granddaughter that's only coming because of her father. That was their kal v'chaymer. She says, no, I have a big pirch on that kal v'chaymer. He said back, no, that's not a good kal v'chaymer. So like this, I'll tell you, ma lebas b'noi. You know why the daughter of the son is better, the granddaughter is better, shekein yofa koicha p'mokam achin. She's better off b'mokam brothers. Like, let's say Reuven, the father that died, if he would have no children at all, then his brothers would yashin him. But if he left over children, the children yashin. And which children? Even the grandchildren. So the grandchildren yashin before the brothers. So therefore, this granddaughter is better than the brothers. Tiyama b'bitoi, ma'ashenkein by your daughter, she'ura koichai b'mokam achin. That she's not so strong, the mokim achim. Rashi said like this, Tiyama bebitoi, shura koicha etzel achim, means kishem, she'ein yereshes, im achiyo, benechse yaviyo. In a case, let's say the father dies, and the father left over a daughter and a son, so lachor is the daughter does not yashin with her brother. Only the boy yashins the father, and not the daughter. If so, Kach eina yereshes in bas ochia. The same thing, she should not yashin with the daughter of a brother. But this is the case when Reuven died, and Reuven really had two children, a boy and a girl. Just the girl is still alive, and the son died, but the son left over a daughter. So that daughter in Svara should come before the original daughter. Because just like her father comes before the daughter, a son comes before a daughter, who are then the granddaughter. That's b'mokam, the father, the son, comes before. Tiyama b'bitoi, she'ura koichi b'mokam achin. V'nitzcham, and they went out like that day, that tzukim taka v'choizer, and tzukim taka agreed that avada, even though she's a granddaughter, but she's a granddaughter of the son, and just like the son wins over her sister, who had then a granddaughter also wins over the sister. The Yaisayim, that day that the Tzdukim agreed to Yochanan and Zakkai, awesome Yomtev. They made a big Yomtev. Yeah. Vayom, the Pasuk in Shoftim says, Vayom Yeru Yerushas Polta LeBinyamin, for Lo Yimcha Shevet Miyisrael. They want now Yerusha to be in Shevet Binyamin, not to wipe out. That was after Plegish Begiva. They wiped out a lot of people from the Shevet Binyamin. They want now the rest of them left over should only marry into the Shevet Binyamin to build up Shevet Binyamin. For Lo Yimcha Shevet Miyisrael. Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, Devei Rabbi Yami, Malamed, comes to teach us. Shehisnu af Shevet Binyamin, that they made a Tanai with the rest of the people that were alive of Shevet Binyamin, Sheloi Tirush Bas HaBen Imachim, that a Bas of the Ben should not Yashin Imachim. In other words, they made up a Tanai that the Yerusha should stay with Shevet Binyamin and not go out. As Rambam explains, Shloi Tirush Bas HaBen Imachim, min shoben elo achin yoshin kol nichsayav veafilu chelik sher royo liyachayim ames vishaboysa meisa plegish begiva meisa b'mechom akol sheva bin yamin. All the sheva bin yamin is wiped out veafilu anoshin kirechsiv. Yeah, so what should we do with the leftover ladies kinishmudar from bin yamin? And there were only left over, what, 600? Say, married, Shenosu Noshim Abba Meis Mibnais Yavish Gilad, Vyoysa Shechotfa Vavnais Shiloh, Vekitsa, say, made up a Tanai here that even though usually, like in our mission it says, if you have a son and a daughter, and the son died, but had a daughter left over, the daughter Yashins, if that daughter would Yashin, then maybe the Yerusha would leave Shevet Binyamin. So there they made a special tonight that no, she should not Yashin to take the Yerusha away from Shevet Binyamin, but rather only build up Shevet Binyamin. The Yerusha should still always stay in Shevet Binyamin. All right, turn over. Special tachana they made over there. Shisnu al Shevet Binyamin shelatirish bas haben imachin. Omer Rabbi Yechon, Rishon ben Yechoy, kol she'ena miniach ben liyoshay. Somebody leaves this world and doesn't leave over a son to yashin him, is a Kodesh Baruch Hu mol yolov evro. Kodesh Baruch was angry at him. He should have been Isaac. He should have had a son that would have a Yerusha, would take over. Should be an extension of the person. Ksiv Hocha says over here, Vihavartem esnach losoi. And Ksiv Hosam says over there, Yom Ovro, Hayom Hu. Like that day was a day of anger. In other words, if there's no person to take over the Yerusha, Hashem gets angry at him. Then the Pasuk says, Asher ein chalifos lomoi v'lo yovre lakim. They didn't have any Yiras Hashem. Reb Yochanan, Reb Yishur ben Levi. So it's a machlokes, what is this supposed to go on that says the person is not called Derei Lakim? Chadam one says, Kol Sheinem Niach Ben. Somebody doesn't leave over his son, he's not called Derei Lakim. The Chadam, one of them said, no, Kol Sheinem Niach Talmud. If you don't leave over a Talmud, that's not called Derei Lakim. Even though you don't leave over children, but if you leave over Talmidim, that's okay. He's still called the Reel Akim. So the Machlokes Reb Yochanan and Reb Yishur ben Levi. So Gemara says, this time I'll bring you proof that Reb Yochanan the Yama, Reb Yochanan is the one that said Talmud. Yochanan is the one that said that if you don't leave over a Talmud, you're not called the Reel Akim. But if you don't leave over children, you can still be called the Reel Akim. Because that was the famous Maaseh with Reb Yochanan himself. Because Reb Yochanan had children, and they were all mates. He had no children left over. The Yomer Reb Yochanan used to go around and say, he used to go be Menachem Oval, like to help out other people and tell them, Din Garme, this bone I have here, or some say was a tooth, this tooth that I have here, the Asira Beer, was from my 10th son that I buried already. As Reb Yochanan had 10 children, 10 boys, and they all died during his lifetime. And when he wanted to go be Menachem of other people, like he wanted to show them, like, you know, don't feel so bad, like I had bigger sorrows. He used to go around, show this tooth or this bone, as if to say, this was my 10th one. So now, Rashbam explains, if Reb Yochanan would hold, that if you don't leave over any children, the Pasuk says you're not called the Yirei Elokim, he wouldn't go around showing like that. Since Reb Yochanan himself went around showing this, so obviously he held that since Reb Yochanan had Talmidim, he's still called the Reel Akim. This pasuk that says, "Asher ein chalipas lomai," if nobody, there's no left over from you, there's nobody to take over for you, for the Reel Akim goes if you don't have Talmidim. Therefore, Reb Yochanan had Talmidim. Therefore, he wasn't like embarrassed to go around telling people that this was the bone or the tooth of his 10th son. Gemara says, if so, Omid Reb Yochanan Omar Talmud, since Reb Yochanan is the one that says a Talmud, I tell you, Reb Shul ben Levi, Yama ben, Reb Shul ben Levi is the one that says, if a person doesn't leave over a son, he's not called the Rei Lakim. For the Gemara Iver, Reb Shul ben Levi, Lo Yozo Levei Temiyo, Reb Shul ben Levi himself did not go to Beis Oval, he didn't go to Menachem Oval, to Beis Oval, Elo Levei Man, only to a person, Tishoche b'loy b'ni. Only to a person that died without any children. Like he fell there, it's a terrible avelus. Like a person died and has no children, that's a terrible tragic. So to such a person used to go. So Kashra is like, why? According to Yeshua ben Levi, he's not called Yirei Lakim such a person. So how come punk to him, he went to be Menachem Obel by that house? The Pasuk says, Bochoy, Bochu, Bochu, Lohoylech. And what does that mean? Yom Rav Yehuda, Yom Rav. Lohoylech, B'loy Ben, Zachar. Somebody went away without a Ben Zachar. So that is something really to cry about. So if Yeshua ben Levi used to go to Menachem Obel such a house. So go to Kashan, Yeshua ben Levi. If he himself says if he leaves this world without a son, it's like you're not called Yirei Elokim. So how come he went to Menachem Obel such a person like? So Gemara says, Ella like this. Ella Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who the Yoma Talmud. Nein. Yeshua ben Levi Taka held, it can be called Yirei Elokim even though you don't have any children. As long as you have Talmidim. If you have a Talmud, you can also be called Yirei Elokim. So therefore, used to go to Menachem Obel, a person that left over Talmidim, but he didn't have any children. If so, the question now is, Omid Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who the Yom Talmud, since Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is the one that says, if somebody doesn't have a Talmud, he's not called Yirei Elokim, if so, then it should come out, Rabbi Yochanan Omar, then Rabbi Yochanan should be the one to say, that if somebody does not leave over a Ben, he's not called Yirei Elokim. If so, Kasha the Rabbi Yochanan, not Rabbi Yochanan. If so, it's a steward of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan. But the Chur of Yochanan, how come he used to go around could to try and be Menachem people to say this is the bone of my 10th son, but still it wasn't such a nice thing. It's like showing he wasn't Yirei Elokim. If Yochanan held, if you don't have any children, that's what this pasuk is going on, you're not called Yirei Elokim. So how come he went around? The Torah says like this, I'll tell you, Hodidei, Hodirabbe. One is saying over the name of himself, and one is saying over the name of his Rebbe. So Shbam says, Hodi day, din garme the sphere like Rabbi Shur ben Levi, zesh lo niach Talmud. Really, Rabbi Yechlin himself holds like Rabbi Shur ben Levi, that even though you don't have any children, but as long as you have a Talmud, it's okay, you can still be called the real Akim. Hod, after Rabbi Yechlin says, no, totally in his son, Hod the Rabbi, he's man di yom azeh, shlo niach ben, v'loi sphere lei. The pshat is, it's like his Rebbe said it. But he himself doesn't know like that. Therefore, there's no theory in Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was like just saying it over in the name of his Rebbe. But he himself, like, oh, like Yeshua ben Levi, that the Maitza, as long as he had a Talmud, that was also, he's also considered the Yirei Elokim. L'chura means to say, if you're anonymous, you're anonymous. I mean, say the guy that didn't try to have kids, as a guy that didn't get married or didn't want to have children, such a person is not called the real Akim. Yavada, the guy tried and it just didn't work out. It wasn't his fault. It wouldn't go. I, Rabbi Yochanan bin Hadam, the old guy. But Epis felt it. Epis something there. Epis felt, yeah. You're right. Even though the Churig Mor could answer better. The Mor should answer, according to Rabbi Yochanan, means to say is, if a guy doesn't have children altogether, but here he had them, they were Nifta. The Vice says, no, still, if the Pasuk says, I'm not leaving over his son, it's a Chsarin, so something is missing. Even though it's not your fault, this and this, episopis, something is missing. Salimor says, Simin hoder oni v'chochim. Doresh Rebbe Pinchas ben Choma. Maidich said, what the Pasuk say? V'yadad shomim v'mitrayim. Ki shochev Davidim avoysev. Hadad heard that David died in Mavoisov. V'chimeis yoyiv sarat zavor. And also says Loshim that Yayiv died. The question is, Mifnei ma be David nemer boi shchiva. By David it says a loshin ki shochev David. And it means he died, but it says loshin shochev, he's lying. Uve Yayiv nemer boi misa, says loshin misa mamish. Why? There it says, David sheniach ben, David left over ben like Shlomo Melech, nemer boi shchiva. He's like lying down means, but he didn't die completely. Because he have a ben taken over, it's like you're still here a little bit. But Yoyev, Shalniach, Shloyniach Ben, Nemer by Misa. Said the Gemara, if that's true, the Yoyev, Loyniach Ben, I have accepted the Pasuk says of my Yoyev, Oivadya Ben Yechiel. So Mashma Yoyev did have a child. Ella tells us like this, David Sheniach Ben Kimoitzai. David left over his son just like him. He left over Ben like Shlomo Melech. Nemer by Shiva. It's not called the real Misa. It's still called here. But Yoyev Shleiniach Ben Kimoitzai Nemer by Misa. Dorash Reb Chimchis Bachoma. Karsha Anias Potech Beisa Shaladim. Person as if there's poorness in the house, or he acts poorness, he can't afford to spend anything. Karsha Anias Potech Beisa Shaladim. Yoisa Mechamisha Makis. It's worse than 50 Makis. Shenema Potech says, Chonaini Chonuni Atem Roi Kiyad Laka Nugabi. For Kamri Lo Chavre, he Shoma Tefen Eloven. So what is going on Eev now, is Eev here to say, because of his poorness that he had, it was worse than the 50 makas that Klai Yisrael received. Tosha Pinchas Nechama, Kol Sheyesh Lo Yechel Lebotech Beisai, if somebody has somebody sick in his house, you know what the Eitzer is? Yelech Eitzel Chochem, he should go to a Chochem, V'yavakesh Olav Rachmim, the Chochem should daven for you. Shneimer the Pasuk says, Chamas Melech Malchim Mavis V'yish Chochem Yichbarenu. As you know, Sage from Malach Mavis, you gotta go to Chochem, you gotta go to Rebbe. Somebody's sick in Echlam, you have to have somebody else be mispal of him. That's the issue to get better. Alright, let's stop here. Yeah, holding up Kuf Tezayin on the bottom. Just gonna list Gemara once again that, yeah, here just let's go. Nachma was that kosher, Dorsha Pinchas Bachoma, kosher nis poter beis shalodim. Person that acts poor in his house doesn't have what to give the house to live on. Is yosem mechamisha makis. It's worse than 50 makis Klai Yisrael got for yotzei Mitzrayim. Shneim the pasuk says, Chonuni Chonuni, Atem Reyoi, Kiyad Elokai Nogabi. That's what Eve said. And v'chamri lo chavri, his chavir answering back, he shomer al tefen el ovoin ki alzeh bochatem meyoni. The mashma is not so that you're better off that way, that you don't have moini, that you didn't get from poor. But says from being poor, don't have what to eat in the house, that's worse than 50 makas. Dorash rapinches bar chomo. Because Yesh Lechidu Tech Beis, if someone has a chidu in his house, Yelech Eitz HaChochem Vivakash Olav Rachman. He should go to a Chochem, and the Chochem should Mivakash Rachman. Gotta go to a Chochem. Shneim HaPosach says, Chamas Melech Malachai Movis, V'yish Chochem Yichbarenu. And Yish Chochem, he could save you. You gotta go to a Chochem, he should daven for you. And Echidami, are the people davening for you. Right. Now, Boy Yeromi Bachom, Rabbi Bachom asked a question like this. What's going to be Avi Ha'av? Let's say the grandfather's alive. Avi Ha'av. Again, let's say a son died and the father's alive, and or there's a father and a grandfather. V'achei Ha'av. And you have the brothers of the father. K'goin Avroham V'Yishmoel V'Nichse Esav. You have a Shaila Esav died, right? Now, Esav has a brother, Yishmoel. That's Esav's brother, was Yishmoel. Then Esav's father was Yitzchak. Esav's father was Yitzchak, right? And now, Esav's Yishmoel was Yitzchak's... Yishmoel was Yitzchak's brother. So, one second. So, Yishmoel is Yitzchak's brother. That's Esav's uncle. So the lives now is, when Esav died, Esav's uncle Yishmoel is alive, and Esav's grandfather Avram is alive. Who Yashin's Esav? The locher is, when Esav dies, if he would have children, have had his children Yashin him. If his father would be alive, if Yitzchak would be alive, then Pshita Yitzchak would Yashin Esav. But now Yitzchak is not alive. So Yitzchak has a brother alive, Yishmael is alive, and all Yitzchak's father, the grandfather of Rom, is alive. So Yashin's Esav. Esav and Kaidim, who comes first? Some are Rav, Rav has said, Toshma, come and bring your proof. It says clearly in our Mishnah, Ho'av Kaidim, L'chol Yotzei Yerechai.
that a father comes before any descendants of him. So if somebody wants a Yashin, because he's a descendant of the father comes first. It's like over here. Avram Avinu, he's the grandfather of Esav, right? Yitzchak was Esav's father, and Avram is Yitzchak's father. So Avram is the grandfather. So Avram, like the father, goes before any of his Yetzirechai. His Yetzirechai would be Yitzchak had a son called Yishmael. Not a son. Avram had a son, right? Yitzchak and Yishmael. So Avram, the father, comes before his Yetzirechai. So why should Yishmael Yashin? Because he comes out from Avram. Avram comes first. That's what our Mishnah says. For Av, the father, is Kedem, comes before Lechol Yetzirechai. From anybody that comes out from the father. So therefore, Avad Avram, that's the grandfather Yashin's, before his son Yishmael. That's what the Mishnah says. A father goes before his Yetzirechai. The Gemara says, and Varami Bachoma, like what was his question altogether? So the Gemara says, Varami Bachoma,